Welcome back to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 87 for Monday, August 3rd. Tips and tricks for the Apple Watch and Bandkeeper product review. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will give you some tips and tricks to use on your Apple Watch. I'm sure you will find a few of these new, even to the avid user. We will also do a review of the Bandkeeper binder, which protects your Apple Watch bands. Let's not waste any time and get started with some Mac Minutes tips and tricks for the Apple Watch. The first one is to turn off Always On Display. If you are not a fan of the Always On Display, it can be disabled if you choose to. To turn on or off Always On Display, first go to Settings on the watch, select Display and Brightness. Tap Always On Feature, On or Off. The second tip is to move the clock up 59 minutes ahead of time. Some of us are always running behind. This trick will put you ahead of schedule and arrive early. In assistance of arriving on time, you can easily set your watch ahead by a few minutes. To turn on this feature, go to Settings, select Clock, start at plus 0 minutes, and use the crown to increase or decrease the time moved forward. Number 3, adjust your quick replies on messages. Using the messaging app on the watch can be very beneficial to deliver a quick message. I have multiple quick messages I use when I cannot access my phone. An example when I use it is while driving, which I don't use my phone, and it's an important message and I want to let the caller know that I'm aware of their text. Here's how to set up some standard responses. To edit the message options, first visit the Apple Watch application on your iPhone. Scroll down to the Messages app, select Default Replies, scroll down and select Add Reply, and then type out your message and save. On to number 4, have your apps appear as List View instead of Grid View. I like to have my apps organized, which in grid mode was quite the accomplishment. Instead of having the apps icon shown only in the grid view, List View lists the apps and organizes them in an alphabetical order. To apply this feature, press the digital crown. Next, force touch by gently applying pressure to the watch face in one spot. Select List View or Grid View. Number 5, quickly send your location using the Apple Watch. To quickly send your location to a friend or family member, it's easy using the Apple Watch. To use this feature, go to Messages on your Apple Watch. Next, select the contact you wish to send your location to. Force touch by gently applying pressure to the watch face in one spot. Then, select Send Location. Number 6, unlock your Apple Watch using your iPhone. You can unlock your Apple Watch whenever you unlock your iPhone in one of two ways. On your watch, open the Settings app, then tap Passcode, and finally turn on Unlock with the iPhone. On your iPhone, open the Watch app, tap My Watch, then tap Passcode, and finally turn on Unlock with iPhone. Number 7, use the flashlight on Apple Watch. The flashlight on the iPhone is much brighter, but using the watch flashlight is just enough to light up darkened door lock or nearby objects while preserving your night vision. Also, you still have your hand free while using it. To turn on the flashlight, touch and hold the bottom of the screen, swipe up to open Control Center, then tap the flashlight icon. Swipe left to choose a mode, steady white light, flashing white light, or steady red light. To turn off the flashlight, press the digital crown on the side button or swipe down from the top of the watch face. Number 8, use the camera app on the Apple Watch. If you take shaky photographs or want to position your iPhone for a photo and then take the photo from a distance, you can use the Apple Watch to view the iPhone camera image and take the photo. You can also use your Apple Watch to set the shutter timer. This gives you time to lower your wrist and raise your eyes when you're in the shot. To take a photo, first open the camera app on your Apple Watch. Second, position your iPhone to frame the shot using your Apple Watch as a viewfinder. Third, to expose exposure, tap the key area of the shot in the preview on your Apple Watch. To take the shot, tap the shutter button. The photo is captured in Photos on your iPhone, but you can review it on your Apple Watch. Number 9, activities with the Apple Watch. Here's how to change your move goal. Open the activity app on your Apple Watch. Go to your rings, then firmly press the screen. Tap to increase or decrease the number of active calories for your daily move goal. When you're done, tap update. You can change the move goal, but not your exercise or stand goals. And 10, workouts with the Apple Watch. Check your entire history from the activity app on the iPhone. I consider this the best tip of them all. Open the activity app on the iPhone. Tap the history tab, which is in the lower left corner, to see details about your all-day activities. On the calendar, a green dot appears next to the days. It's on the upper right corner of each day that you worked out. On a humorous point, leave it to Apple to put a dot there and expect you to know what it's all about. To see more detail, tap a day. To get information about a workout, tap the Workouts tab, then tap the item. You will get a workout map and a whole page of information, including heart rate graph, heart rate recovery, time, distance, elevation, active calories, distance, pace, and more. So on your workout map, there's colors that explain your pace. Yellow is the average pace. Green is the fastest pace. Red and orange are the slowest paces. All sections are based on averages for that section and length of time to complete. If there are gray dots on the route, this is a weak or non-existent GPS signal. These dots are where the watch is filling in the gaps. Now it's time to move on to the accessory for the Apple Watch enthusiast. This is an accessory that anybody who likes Apple Watches would love as a gift. It stores your bands for your Apple Watch in a secure manner. BandKeeper offers a storage solution for watches, watch bands, sterling jewelry, and pages that lie flat in a suitcase for easy travel. You can add pages if you need to add storage, or buy a big binder that holds many, many pages. I can organize my bands into colors, materials, or styles, much to the content of my OCD. I can put them away on a shelf when not using them. Many Apple bands are $50 or more, and if someone were to break into my house, it would just look like a book on a shelf, not a whole stash of expensive bands. My friends and I have started trading bands from time to time. We just grab our books and flip through them and decide which ones we are trading. Easy to carry, place to place. The binder now has 1.5-inch rings, comfortably holding 8 pages for 40 bands. The product comes with 4 pages, and additional pages are available on Amazon. Some other features are it has a magnet closure that keeps the binder closed. Also, each sleeve is easily removed to take with you while traveling. The clear sleeves allow you to view your bands and organize as you wish, including color, style, and manufacturer. It stores upright on any shelf for easy access. This is a great gift for the band collector in your life. Also good for holding other items that effectively fit into the slots for each sleeve. It's airtight and perfect for sterling silver. The BandKeeper retails for $39.95 on Amazon, or you can order it from www.bandkeeper.com. Additional pages are available. If Mac Minutes can help you with your tech, please get a hold of me at the Mac Minutes website, and I can help answer them in a future episode. Again, that website is located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. Mac Minutes listeners are invited to an Alaskan Apple Users Group Computers and Coffee virtual event using the Zoom application on Saturday, August 15th from 10 a.m. until noon Alaskan time. We discuss all things Apple, and you can bring your tech problems and we will all work on them and solve them together. You can get the code by emailing me at the web address located at the bottom of the Mac Minutes website. We have participants from the east to the west coast, and everyone is invited. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to seeing you on the next week's podcast. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we'll see you again on the next Mac Minutes podcast.